Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The Wisconsin judge convicted of obstruction has resigned from her post. Hannah Dugan was a Milwaukee County judge for almost a decade. Last month, she was found guilty of obstructing as immigration officers tried to arrest a man who was a defendant in her courtroom. The state Supreme Court suspended her last year, but her official resignation ends her $180,000 a year salary. In a letter to the governor, Dugan called the case against her an unprecedented federal action, but said the public deserved to start the year with a judge who can hear cases. She could be facing prison time, but her sentencing hearing hasn't been scheduled yet. Dugan was acquitted of a lesser charge last month, and she plans to appeal. The city of Green Bay is denying any wrongdoing in court documents filed this week for awarding a construction contract to a company out of Shawano and is asking for a lawsuit against them to be dismissed. Green Bay awarded a contract to construct the Light Park Pavilion to Eight Pine Construction. Myron Construction, headquartered in Neenah, later filed a lawsuit against the city, alleging the other company failed to meet bid requirements. A motions hearing is scheduled for January 23rd. A Green Bay hospital has released the most popular baby names of 2025. According to HSHS St. Vincent Hospital, Charlotte was the most popular name for baby girls last year. More baby boys born at St. Vincent's were named Levi last year than any other name. Down in Sheboygan, Charlotte held strong, sharing the top spot with the name Grace for baby girls. Silas was the number one boy's name at HSHS St. Nicholas Hospital in Sheboygan. Flu activity in the United States has reached its highest levels seen in a quarter century, and health officials say the severe flu season is likely to get worse. According to new data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, this flu season is already surpassing the flu epidemic of last winter, which was one of the harshest seasons in recent history. Health officials say a new flu strain is responsible for the spread. The new variant began to spread after strains were chosen for this year's flu shot, meaning flu vaccines are likely to offer only partial protection against the virus. Flu activity in Green Bay and northeast Wisconsin is currently very high and increasing. Local doctors and pharmacists report a sharp increase in patients, with cases doubling week over week recently. People ages 65 and older are experiencing the highest hospitalization rates. Though people of all ages are affected, health officials are urging people to take precautions to prevent the spread of illness. They say it's not too late to get vaccinated, even with the new variants. The flu shot is still the best way to protect against severe illness, hospitalization, and death. Also, they suggest staying home if you are sick. Wash your hands frequently and wear a mask in public spaces. Doctors say this year's flu season could be one of the worst in recent memories, and the next 2 weeks may show just how bad it gets. The Trump administration said this week that the flu shot is one of several vaccines it will no longer recommend for all children. The Packers are inviting you to a free Friday night pep rally if you're planning to head to Chicago for this weekend's game. Packers alumni Frank Winters and Earl Dotson will be there to take photos with fans and share their thoughts on the playoff game against the Bears. Fans planning to attend the rally are encouraged to sign up in advance for a Packers pass to have a chance to win autographed prizes, Packers Pro Shop gift cards, and more. For details and to sign up online, go to Packers.com. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks in San Fran tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Golden State Warriors. At the Chase Center in San Francisco, the Bucks coming off a win over the Kings, the Warriors in a one-point loss to the Clippers after head coach Steve Kerr was ejected from the game. Men's college hoops, Wisconsin with a win at home over UCLA, 80-72. Nick Boyd with 20 points, 8 rebounds, says lately the Badgers get no respect.
I feel like, you know, over these last couple weeks, man, like we just been getting pushed around too much. That's the mentality we carrying with us for the rest of the year. I mean, we get pushed, we stepping right back up. So when we get knocked down, we getting right back up.
NFL, the Packers and the Bears, Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Soldier Field in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love against Caleb Williams. Meeting for the third time this season. The winner advances, the loser goes home.
Yes, it's a big game, but it is just another game. to get to where we want to go.
That's Packers linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little fog this morning, then we will see a little sunshine here later today. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy with a high right around 36 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to around 30 for a low. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light rain in the afternoon and a high right around 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.